For you know your people, God. You know your people, God.
Yes, Lord.
You know their suffering, God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's take heed to your word today, God.
Oh, yes, my name.
For your word will cut and get down into the deepest of thunder, to the marrow of the bones.
Amen.
Because your word has to do that in order for us to be delivered. Because we have so much pain, hallelujah, so much that we don't understand, that we cannot even share it with one another because we do not understand how deeply we were cut. It's not that we don't want to share, it's that we don't understand how to share it. You are in so much pain that you cannot even say it. Hallelujah. You don't know how to speak it out. But the word of God will cut down and hallelujah will deliver you. Holy Spirit, have your way in our hearts, in our minds, and in our spirits today. Touch that spirit man. Touch that soulless man. In the name of Jesus, heal our bodies, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. God, we thank you for what I said. We thank you for your word, God. Hallelujah. We may not understand it, but it's the word that's cutting us. Hallelujah. And we feel that pain, but it's God that is delivering us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, bless this day, God. We thank you, Lord, for seeing this day. We thank you, Lord, for doing that for us. Let us see another day to lift your name and to praise your name, God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here.
You are welcome.
You are welcome here.
You are welcome.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We open our arms to you and our spirit unto you to come in to do that which you want to do in our church. Help us to yield our members unto you, God. Yield our spirit unto you, God, for we know not what to do. You come in, God, and prepare us, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Prepare us, God, for this day, God. For this term, God, that you have us in this season, God. Prepare us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Prepare us, God, for what we have before us. God. Prepare our hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for what you're doing right now. Hallelujah. Bless this day. Bless this house. Bless this church. Bless your people. The those who are on their way, bless them. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Woo, thank you, Jesus! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Woo. Jesus! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah. The fire
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord. You're on the move. We follow you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We follow you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. thank you, Lord.
Oh, my.
Lord Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we worship you. We praise you. We glorify you. We come before you this morning not only because you can heal us, not only because you can bless us, but because you are the man we need to worship.
Yes.
Jesus, at your feet we bow this morning.
Yes.
At your feet we cry for joy.
Yes.
At your feet we scream for joy.
Yes.
At your feet we rejoice this morning. Because our Redeemer lives.
Yes.
So we will live also. We thank you for everything.
Yes.
We bless you for everything.
Yes.
We exalt you above everything.
Lord,
we've come. Our hearts are hungry. Our spirit is ready to eat your word. Lord, feed us this morning. Release the word in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the plan that you have and how you have started. How you put it together and mold it for a time such as this. Lord, we thank you for making each and every one of us a plan or a part of your plan in this season and this time in history. We bless you.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, you just do your thing. Just continue.
Woo!
Yes.
Oh, fire!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
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 Woo! It can't get any better than this. I plan to talk about, to prophesy in this situation.
Hallelujah.
That's my title this month. That's what I came down.
How about that? Hallelujah.
To prophesy to every situation.
All right.
Yes. And we have started from the very beginning, listening to the mother praying,
yes,
all the way into the worship.
Yes.
And through the worship, I see people just moving,
yes,
laying hands, just praying, prophesying.
Amen.
And all this thing happening. That is a demonstration of the word of God. Hallelujah. That is a demonstration of the word.
Amen.
Sometimes he shows it through us before he speaks it.
Amen.
Sometimes he will speak it first,
amen,
and then he will act it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we thank God. I know he's going to speak to you this morning.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And my spirit is in anticipation,
yes,
for the revelation this morning.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Are you there?
Yes. Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
Let's take this ride.
Ooh.
Let's go to into the book of Numbers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You know what? Yeah. Well, we're going to look at Numbers 11 and we're going to look at 1 Corinthians 14. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's start with the 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And then we go to the Numbers 11.
For your faithfulness, power and your love, and your glory.
Are you there? 1 Corinthians 14. Verse 5, he said, I will that ye all speak with tongues. What he say here is that, yeah, speaking in tongues is 1 Corinthians 14, 5. 1 Corinthians 14, 5.
Yeah.
He say, yes, speaking in tongues is a very good thing. But you know, we have good things, and we have better things, and we have the best.
Amen.
All right? He said, speaking in tongues is very good. But above that, I would prefer you to, let's continue, but rather that ye prophesy. So the apostle is putting emphasis on prophesying. He said, tongue is good, prophesying is a little above good, or much above good. So prophesying, that's something to you that tongue doesn't do. So, I prefer you prophesy. So, we do know we have the ministry, we have the office of prophet and all this stuff where we prophesy, we do everything. But, can everyone find he or herself in a place where he or she can prophesy? The answer is very yes. And you know what? Why you see this map here, this little paper on the wall here? That was my daughter this week. She said, Jesus, you are cool. It's such a bit, I love you, Jesus. And Jesus, you are cool. Yeah, that is her version of declaring certain things. Okay? That, when you consider that, it looks like a saying, but it's also a prophecy. As far as she's concerned, she's declaring something that she doesn't, she can't really explain. She can't really, she doesn't really have much better understanding of what she's saying. But you know what? When you have the Spirit, that can make all the difference. Are you with me? We're going to get into this thing. Hallelujah. It's going to be very good. Are you there? So he said, I will that ye all speak with tongues, but rather that ye prophesy. But rather that ye prophesy. Now let me take you to the book of Numbers 11. Chapter 11. We're looking at the verse 29, but I think we're going to look at the verse before that, before we look at it. Yeah, let's look at the verse 28 first. You see, when you have young men, especially the boys, you know, they like to flex their muscles and show they can do it. They want to show they can take charge of things. That's just the character of a boy. And this character we see in Joshua here. Are you there? Verse 28, let's start with verse 28. Or even 27. He said, and there ran a young man and told Moses and said, Eldad and Medad do prophesy in the camp. So these folks are prophesying in the camp. And now when the account or when this is being said to Moses, Joshua was there. Joshua at this very time was a young boy. Okay? He was a very young guy. So verse 28, and Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, you see that? He's a young guy. Answered and said, my Lord Moses, forbid them. Because he feels that these guys are coming to the level of Moses. So he doesn't want anybody to rise to the level of Moses. That's just the mind of a young man. That's why the young people need the older folk to lead them with wisdom. Young people don't have the strength, but the older ones should have the wisdom to lead the young one. Like that, we create a mighty force and get things done for the kingdom. Are you there? Now, verse 29. And Moses said unto him, enviest thou for my sake? Hallelujah. Rule God that all the Lord's people were prophets. Do you see that? That all God's people are prophets. It's God's mind, God's intention that we are all prophets. That we all prophesy. Can you imagine if the church comes to that place where the Holy Ghost filled the church as it was intended to be, and we all just gather together and we begin to prophesy? The roof can't stay and look out there anymore. Things will be shaken. Because what? A man that, or a woman that prophesies is the man that resides in the heavenly places with Jesus.
Amen.
What does that mean? The scripture says we sit in the heavenly places with him, with who? With Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to prophesy, you must see something to prophesy. So when you are in heaven, you see the things in heaven. You are before the throne of God. You hear whatever comes out of the mouth of God. If you open your mouth in the land of the living to say the things, it's going to have to be what is being said from the throne of heaven.
Yes, yes.
So at that very moment, we all become prophets. Because we are spiritual. Because we are sitting in the heavenly places with Jesus. We hear the things that proceed out of the throne. And when we open our mouth in the earth, that's why we speak. Are you there? Moses, don't envy, you know, for me. Because God desire everyone to prophesy. God desire everyone to prophesy. It is God's intention that we all prophesy. So when you are prophesying, one way or another, you're making God happy. Because you are doing something that he wants each and every one of us to do. Don't hold your tongue. Don't be ashamed if I say this and that will happen, that is the spirit of fear that you have now received. Then that means you grab some spirit from somewhere that's not from God. Are you with me? So Moses said, yeah, that was all prophet. And that the Lord will put his spirit upon them. So Moses at this point prophesied that the Lord will put his spirit upon them. What was that?
Hallelujah.
What is he talking about?
Hallelujah.
He's talking about the Pentecost. When the spirit comes down, hallelujah, there's no more restriction who can be a prophet and who can't be a prophet. Everyone can go before the throne. Everyone can sit in the heavenly places with Jesus. Everyone can see what's happening in the heavenly and declare it in the land of the living.
Amen.
But still, we have the office of a prophet. And yet we still have the gift of prophecy.
Yeah.
But everyone can still go in the heavens and see what's happening. Because what? If Samuel is my son, I have no right to prevent him from coming to my presence.
Mm-hmm.
I have no right. Unless he has disowned me as his father.
Okay.
Do you understand that? If he's my son, that means that is my God. That is my life that God is trying to perpetuate. So my name is not erased from the land of the living. Do you understand that? It's very powerful and deep, this thing we are talking about right now. If Samuel is my son, I have no right, I'm not saying, if I have no right. We think, oh, we can get away with it. And when you go to the court will say, you work, I'll take your money to take care of him. Because what? He's your son.
Mm-hmm.
When man get out of his mind, the court will say, you will work, but I'll take your money to take care of him. Because he's a continuation of you. That's why parents need to be good. So, if I'm the father and I have no right to prevent him from coming to my presence, and the thing is, we shouldn't take it that way. And I love him so much that I would like to have him in my presence all the time. Just imagine evil, how evil I am as a man. A man is evil. It's just a natural thing. We were born into the land of evil. You don't have to teach someone how to steal. He can do it a professional way, or he can do it just as a dummy. It come natural. You don't have to teach someone how to lie. It come naturally. So man is naturally evil. But as evil that I am in as a natural man, I understand my love for my son. And I would like to have him with me at all times. And I will do whatever I can, everything that I can possibly do to make sure he's well taken care of. But above all, I would like to have him with me, and I would like to see him in my presence. As a natural man, and as evil as I can be. Now imagine your heavenly father that has no evil in his character.
Hallelujah.
Imagine your heavenly father that doesn't have the natural limitation as I have as a man. Because I can get angry and say, get out of here! God, for him to get angry, sun goes down, up and down, thousands of years pass by, and all this time he's saying, repent my son, 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 repent my son. It takes long for God to get angry, that's what I'm saying. It takes forever for him to get angry. If God will get angry as a man, I don't think you and me will come and see this earth. You have exploded long time ago as a result of his anger.
Amen.
Therefore, cast your burden upon him.
Amen.
Let me think. I'm going to show you something. It's something very interesting that is going to transform the way you see the gospel somehow a little bit. And it will help you become a better believer. If this stuff I'm preaching this last day are not helping you, I don't know what I can preach that will help you. No, let me just be true. Let me take you to the book of John chapter 4. Hallelujah. John chapter 4, let's look at verse 6. Remember the first thing we're talking about? God wants everyone to be able to prophesy. He has made it possible for everyone to come into his presence. Every child of his to come into his presence. So if you are one that you come or you go into God's presence, ascended into the heavenlies, the Bible says we sit in the heavenly places with Jesus. Don't let that scripture get away from you, because if you believe it, you've got to do the things that will get you up there so you can perceive things that are happening in the heavenlies. You are not a prophet. You are not a super prophet or chief apostle, and none of these things. You don't have any of those titles, and don't go after them anyway. But you will be able to know what is happening in the heavens before the throne of God and declare things from the land of the living. Are you with me? God wants every one of us to be a prophet. Did you see that in the scripture we read? God would like to have everyone very much as a prophet, and he'll put his spirit upon. Okay, are you there? Verse 6, John 4, 6. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, or tired with his journey, sat that on the well. This is what I want you to see. Jesus, being tired with his journey, he traveled for very long. He walked a long journey. Now, the Bible says he's tired and he sat on the well. Do you get tired? If you don't get tired, then tell me something, run away from you. Because you might not be a human being. You are probably a robot or machine somehow. Because every human being that I know of will have to get tired somehow. Unless down, even if you don't do anything, you're just sitting, sleeping, and you get tired. Your body will say, I'm tired of sleeping all the time. If you are one that overworks yourself, you're going to get tired. So, human being is designed to be tired. Are you with me? Jesus, after walking all these miles, get tired and he sat on the well. Are you there? Keep that in mind. Don't forget it. We're going to work with that. Let's turn it to the book of Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. Are you down there? Let's roll down to verse 38. Mark chapter 4, verse 38. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they wake him. Who is sleeping? Jesus. Do you see that? Jesus is sleeping.
Yes.
Who is Jesus? Jesus is God. A believer should not be referring to Jesus as prophet, simple like that, but as God. Jesus is God. It doesn't matter how you put it. Jesus is God. That's one thing Muslims can say. They can say he's a prophet. If you also go around saying Jesus is a prophet, just like that, there's no difference between you and the Muslim. So Jesus, a Christian, Jesus is God. Are you with me?
Amen.
All right. Now, here the Bible says what? Jesus was sleeping. He was on the ship and sleeping. Are you there?
Yes.
Did you see that? If yes, then turn into the book of Matthew. I'll show you something over there too. Matthew 26. Matthew chapter 26.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 41, I'm sorry. Matthew 26, verse 41. Are you there?
Yes.
He said, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. Now pay attention to this. The spirit indeed is willing.
Yes.
But the flesh is weak. Now, this is what I have put together. I want you to see this. Jesus is God. Are you with me? He came into the earth putting on flesh. Are you with me? Now, when Jesus came, he's still God. Whether in the flesh or not, he's still God. Jesus was God while he was walking on the earth. Are you here? Now, Jesus has this limitation. Tired. He was tired. That's one limitation. Second limitation, Jesus slept. Third, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
He put it here, this way. He said, the spirit is willing. I'm trying to share something. I want you to follow me. The spirit is willing,
mm-hmm.
but the flesh is weak.
Mm-hmm.
So he, in this particular verse, he put it together this way. The spirit is a separate man and the flesh is a separate man. The spirit has its own strength and the flesh also has its own strength. But there's no way that man that has the flesh, the spirit, and the soul can work the work of the spirit without the flesh being aligned with the spirit.
Amen.
If the flesh is weak, the spirit cannot work. If the spirit is willing and the flesh is tired, the spirit cannot really do its work. Because the spirit needs the flesh to be able to carry on the work. Are you with me? Jesus was God when he was on the earth here. He is God right now as he's in heaven. And he will forever be God. Jesus is God. When he was down here, he was God as a man on the earth. But there was a limitation. He was tired. He had to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a few other, I didn't go into much of them, but these are the two I'm really putting much emphasis on today. What does that mean? How can you be a prophet and do your work at all times and accomplishing everything that God said we can accomplish if you have all of this limitation? How can you fulfill your calling? He said, we are the light of the world. Every time you turn the switch, the light comes on. If you leave the switch on, the light will forever stay on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't agree with me? The sun is always shining. Whether we see it or not, it's always shining. If we are the light of the world, then we must be shining at all times. But why, how do we handle this situation while we have weakness in us? This is where these scriptures come in. God will pull his spirit upon them. That men will prophesy. We are living in a time where that has been fulfilled. The spirit has been released. Now we have been given that opportunity to be able to prophesy at every time. We as Christians, we are now looking for answers in this life. Are you with me? Don't get that confused. We are not looking for answers. We are answers to the problem. We are answers to the problem. So when we are answers to the problem and we have all this limitation, ladies and gentlemen, prophesy to every situation. You will be able to accomplish everything. You have limitations? Yes. Can your body can get up? Yes. But can your mouth speak?
Yes.
Let me tell you something.
Hallelujah.
Human spirit put man on the moon.
Yes.
Human spirit put man in the space. Human spirit put man in a submarine. Stay underwater for hundreds of days. That was not designed for man to do. Human spirit is sending man all upon the surface of Mars. Human spirit has accomplished great things. But I'm telling you today that when you begin to prophesy, you will go beyond human spirit.
Woo.
You will accomplish far more than human spirit has accomplished.
Hallelujah.
The limitations are there. Yes, they will always be there as long as we have this flesh.
Yeah.
We will always be tired.
Yeah.
We will always be hungry. Hungry is one of the limitations also. We will always have to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
We will always will have to endure certain things. We will always with this flesh. But with the Spirit, we can always be in the heavenly places. We can always come and prophesy. We can always rise and declare. We can always fix the situation. Why? We are not looking for answers. We are answers to the problem. This is one fundamental difference between those who are living according to the purpose of God and those who are just living as a Christian or as a church member. Let me put it that way. The church members, they know they got to get up and go to church. They know after church they got to eat a turkey leg. And they know after turkey leg they go up and play. The Bible said they were playing in the wilderness. Yes, they play in the wilderness. God was against it. God didn't say anything. But you know why? He blessed them in the wilderness, even after all this playing and so on. But in the midst of it all, there were only very few that pleased God in the wilderness. Be one of those few.
Amen.
Be one of those few. They all saw the miracle in the wilderness. They all ate the manna from heaven. He fed them with the angel's food. They drank of the water of life which came out of Jesus, which was the rock in the wilderness.
Amen.
They all drank the water. Yes, but not all of them, please God. Not all of them, please God. Not all of them, please God. Actually, the majority of them didn't please God. Only a handful please Him. Fatigue. Jesus, as a man on earth, couldn't be at multiple places at one time. He was God, and God is omnipresent. Are you with me?
Yes.
But as long as He had that body on, that human body, He couldn't be at multiple places at one time. Ladies and gentlemen, after the body became a glorified body,
hey,
that's where everything changed. That's the time where He began to walk through the wall. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That is the time where the cloud received Him. That is the time where the angel said, hey, this Jesus you saw entering the heaven as accepted by the cloud in heaven, it all will soon come back to you. Listen, it's because the body at that time has been glorified. But as long as the body is not glorified, all the limitations will be applied to you. Don't listen to the preachers that the Christians don't have any limitation. If Jesus can only be at one place at one time when He was on the earth, what do you think you're going to do? Not because now we receive the Holy Spirit. No, we receive the Holy Spirit yet, but His body is not glorified yet.
Yeah.
The time you will be glorified is when the trumpet sounds. If you are the grave, bam, you come out. And God will glorify that body, because that is the only body that can enter the heavenlies. What happened to Enoch? What happened to Elijah? We don't know where they are. We don't know where God is keeping them, because they still have that old body on.
Mm.
That's why I strongly believe that the witness is going to be Elijah, Enoch, because they have to come back and experience death and get the glorified bodies to enter heaven. Whatever God kept them, only He knows. That's why making God too. Hallelujah. So Jesus, with this body, had limitation when He was down here on earth. He was hungry. He was tired. He couldn't be at multiple places at one time. And at the same time, He went to sleep with His body. And in the midst of all this, Jesus was the Word of God.
Yeah.
He was the Word of God. He was the Word. He was far above you and me while He was on earth. Because He's still God. we are on earth today, but we are not God. We were not there in the beginning. That's one major thing. If you think of the scripture, say, we are God, but we understand what he's saying there. You know, we are the likeness of God, yes. But the bottom line is that at the beginning, you and me were not there. We came into the picture on the sixth day. So, first, the second, the third was something that happened way before we came. On the sixth day, that's when man was created.
That's right.
But in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among men, and we beheld his glory.
Hey! Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
So, human spirit has gone to the moon. Human spirit has gone into the space. Human spirit is going on Mars. Human spirit has gone into the deep, deep waters. But the Word of God goes beyond the human spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're talking about prophesying, when you prophesy the Word. When I'm saying, we sit in the heavenly places with Jesus, nothing will sit out of the throne of God that is not the Word of God.
That's fine.
No. Whatever comes out of the throne of God is the Word of God. You can receive it in the form of epistle, or explanation, or detail, or breakdown. That is the Word of God. Now, when you declare the Word of God, when you speak the Word of God, you release the Spirit to accomplish something. The Word of God almost vanished in Israel. He was there. The temple was destroyed. The Word, the Bible of that day, stayed under the rumble until a king came, started cleaning up, and they found the Bible. And when they brought the Bible, he said, "Read it." When they read it, he said, "What?" So this is what we should have been doing, and we were not doing this. He said, "Let's start cleaning up." And he brought revival back into Israel during the days of Prophet Isaiah. The Word of God can be there. As long as you are now releasing the Spirit that is locked into the world, into the atmosphere, nothing will be accomplished.
Hallelujah.
In your prayers, prophesy.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Yakaba Yababa. Thou said, "I shall not be the tail by the head." Thou said, "By his strength, I am healed." Prophesy the Word of God. Prophesy. And you know what? Using techniques to pray is all good. But prophesying the Word of God is better.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't go wrong with that. In the Word of God, you cannot go wrong with it. Thou said, "Behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy." Yes, in that power I walk right now.
Amen.
And I bind every
demon.
Yes. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Now, you just speak the Word. The Word, that's the prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
That prophecy goes beyond human spirits.
Mm-hmm.
You are tired, you are laying on the road. On the hospital bed, you can't get up,
mm-hmm.
but your tongue, your mind is moving.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. That's right.
A man was in a situation where he could not even speak. And they said, the Bible says, if thou believe that Jesus died for your sin and that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. They asked him, "Do you believe?" He couldn't speak. He grabbed the hand.
Mm-hmm.
"I believe."
Mm-hmm.
"I can't speak, but this is all I can do. Yes, I'm in agreement with what you said." So the Word of God needs to be confessed. Let me take you to the book of Romans chapter 10:10. Romans 10:10. Are you there?
Yes.
Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
He said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Mm-hmm. Now pay attention to this. He said now, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now with the mouth confession is made. There is no way, ladies and gentlemen, you have your mouth and you're not going to be able to prophesy and expect things to happen. If the world is chaotic, it's because the believer refused to prophesy. And now all of a sudden we are in a place where it's going to take much more work to solve the problem of this world. Africans believe that when a child steals an egg, you should beat that child so when he sees egg next time, he runs away from it. Why? They say, if you don't tap that child really good, the first time he steals egg, the next time he's going to steal a cow. It's just a problem. Meaning, when a child starts stealing a little thing, and you don't correct it right there and stop it, he's going to grow.
Yeah.
He's going to go and do much, much worse. Yeah. As Christians, we were here when stuff started little. We were satisfied with our turkey leg, cookout, and picnics, and all this thing. That's why today the church is using more of dinner to keep people rather than the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
When there is lack of Holy Ghost, the church will have to invest more into food to keep the people.
Mm-hmm.
When there is lack of Holy Spirit in the church will have to invest more into so-called fellowship. Churches have budget for fellowship, for those kind of events that are far bigger than their mission budget, far bigger than mission. It's unbelievable. Feeding people is not a bad thing. But what is the reason behind you feeding the people?
Right.
And the thing is that you're not saying the poor. No, that's not the reason. The reason is you want to kill the people. But now what you need to kill the people, you don't have it. Now you find an alternative to kill them. They will eat and eat. Once they know you run out of money, they will go somewhere else they can find food. The church needs to go after the Holy Spirit to keep the people. And you know what? Some people will not stay because they don't like Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Because Holy Ghost exposes too much stuff.
That's right. They don't want to go up.
Yeah. Holy Spirit speaks too much. God does not lie. If you see the wrong thing, He will say so you can correct that. A man that sees a wrong thing that you've been doing and don't want to say anything about it is a man that does not love you. Those folks, you shouldn't have them as friends. But those who see the wrong thing you're doing and pointing out to you, those are the people you should love even more. Because they only look for your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Matthew 12:34. Hallelujah. Matthew 12:34. Oh, generation of vipers, how can ye being evil speak good things? Okay, so that tells you that Jesus is confronting these people that are not speaking good things. Okay, what is good? Jesus, remember, a man called Jesus, good. And Jesus said, why thou call me good? No one is good but God. So whatever is good is what God said is good. Are you there?
Yes.
So he says, be evil, speak good things. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, whoa. You be evil, how can you speak good things? So we are called at this point to have the minds of God. The mind of God is a good mind. The mind of God is a good mind. The word of God is a good word. So therefore, when we speak, We must speak good things. We must speak the mouth and the heart of God. Now, how do we do it? We fill ourselves first. Because Jesus is saying, out of abundance of heart, whatever is in your heart is what is going to come out. So, when a man is filled with the word, everywhere you see that man, he's going to drop some word on you.
Amen. That's right.
A man that is always in prayer. Oh, my God. The other day, I was in my cubicle, and got a case. And I was in my case, and people, I see heads popping out. Look, I didn't know I was praying that high. I was in my own world. But you see, we are the cubicles, the teams are attached to each other. And but I realized someone was playing the music on one end, so I thought that music would call on. So I was in my tent. I didn't know I was making that much noise. And people started popping in the head. I said, all of a sudden, the head was, on top of each other. Out of abundance of heart, whatever is in there is what comes out when you speak. When I have to confront the young master, you can be speaking this word. Yeah, yeah, but no. Whatever is in your heart is what's coming out of your mouth. Change your heart. Put something else into your heart.
Hallelujah.
And do what is in there.
Hallelujah.
And get some stuff in there.
Look,
don't be turning around telling me, oh, temptation. No, there's nothing with temptation. Temptation, you can walk over temptation. Jesus said, pray so that you fall not into temptation. And he's like, oh, you minister to me. Oh, no, fool. Get up and empty your heart. Put something good in your heart. What's good? The word of God. Feel yourself. Sometimes we get fed up with people that always talking the word of God. Oh, here he comes again.
Oh.
Even Christians get tired of their fellow brothers and sisters that are always talking the word of God. Yeah. I see believers, they say they are believers, and they are tired of their brothers that talk about the word. People that are faking, just listen to them 2 minutes. Let something pass by, and conversation will switch very quickly, and you start hearing whatever is in their heart. Out of abundance of heart, Jesus says, the mouth speak. Let your heart be filled with what is happening in the heavens. Because what? The Bible says we are sitting up there in the heavens with Jesus. You need to remember that. That's one scripture you need to keep in the back of your head as you go. I'm sitting in the heavenly places with Jesus. Therefore, I cannot be involved in a certain thing. I'm sitting in the heavenly places with Jesus. Therefore, a certain conversation I cannot engage. Because in the heavenly places, those kind of conversations are not allowed. Because I sit in the heavenly places with Jesus, stealing and robbery is not allowed. So I don't have to steal and rob my job in the name of... Oh, they don't need this. They don't need it. Who told you? If they don't need it, the womb would have bought it. The body, leave it there. It's not for you. Something stupid like that is going to put you behind bar one day. And you're going to realize afterwards it's not worth it. Wake up, brother. Wake up, sister. Are you there? So have the thoughts of God. Let your mouth speak good things. Remember, every day is an opportunity for you to prophesy. Not to get up and work and go and do your things and come back and lay back down. No, each and every day is an opportunity. One more day to prophesy in the land of the living. Yes. It's one more day for you to prophesy. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. You go around prophesying, the tree are listening. People may not want to hear it, but the bird will sing along. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the answers to the problem. Not one that are looking for answer. We are not looking for answers. No, because if you understand the word of God, you know that we are not looking for answer. Because what? We know what the answer is. And we are the answer to the world. Jesus said, go ye therefore into the world. Why he said go ye? Because there is a question out there. There are folks looking for answers. we follow him. You see, this is what happens. When you take a piece of metal and you put it together with magnets, after a while, that magnetism will be transferred to that plain piece of metal. And that piece of metal will become a magnet itself. I used to do it all the time, but when I was a kid. I used to multiply magnets. So what am I saying? The apostle followed Jesus. Hallelujah. For 3 good years, they followed him. And as a result, Jesus transferred that goodness that is in him into them. And when he's leaving, he said, go. Jesus, the answer to the problem of man, hallelujah, transferred that answer to the disciples. They became answer to the problems of the world. When Jesus left, he said, go ye into the world. Now, as a result of you, we came along, we follow behind the apostles, their teachings, their words. And now we become answer to the problem. Now there are places that 12 couldn't go. And on those places, you and me must go. There were some people they couldn't reach. And those people, you and me can reach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are the answer to the problem. Last scripture, 1 Peter 5. And we will be picking to a close. 1 Peter 5. Let's look at verse 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. If you are answered to the problem or to the questions, you cannot be sitting over there thinking about it. How am I going to do this? How is this going to be done? No. That's where faith comes in. I'm a believer. The word of God says, cast all my cares. Now what do I do? Yes. Is that problem there? Is there. What the word says? The word says, cast it on Jesus. So Jesus, I cast it on you. 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 Because I gotta keep moving. Jesus doesn't have to be moving around. But he's sitting. He can take all the weight. Just cast it on him. He said to you, go. You are on the go. You must be on the go. And he said, I'll be with you to the end of the time. His spirit is with you. But Jesus himself is sitting on the right hand of the Father. Your problem, throw it on him. Cast it on him. Do you know how you cast stuff? Bang! You don't want to drop it naturally so it doesn't break. No, that's not how you cast it. You drop it. If it breaks, let it break. Throw it. Because he cares for you. That's what I was saying earlier. A man is a naturally evil person. A man is naturally evil. God, that is sitting in the heavens, say, I care for you. Therefore, cast your problems upon me. Jesus said, you being evil know how to give good things to your children. How much more your heavenly Father. How much more your heavenly Father. How much more your heavenly Father. I want your man's door to have him stand on. He has his face. He want to be mean. He has his face. How can he was so funny to me? And I kept laughing. And he was dead! And I said, okay, just help me here. Just don't make your face like this so I can stop. Because you're making me... Oh, man, I drove the man crazy! Because he tried to scare me. But the face just didn't scare me, but he made me laugh! And the more he's looking at his face, the more I couldn't help it. So every time he sees me, he's trying to show me he can be mean. Yeah, I know, well, he can be mean first, but it's just too funny to me. And you know what? Finally he laughs. It's funny, man. He bent the front door red, bent the floor red, said danger zone, and wrote all kind of stuff. He's an animal. But you know what? I'm representing the federal government in front of your door. Open that door. Give me a signature.
Oh, man. I said, oh, man. This one you've been looking for. You went to laugh. And you couldn't find it. But now I forced you to laugh. Next time they look at me.
Lord Jesus! Lord Jesus, your laughter will become contagious.
Mm-hmm.
Not all laughter are contagious.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them are contagious. But when Spirit put one on your face, you become contagious. Ladies and gentlemen, every situation you find yourself in, prophesy. God asked the prophet, can this dry bone live? Prophet said, God, you know it. I am a man, but you are God. God said, prophesy. Nothing happened to the prophet prophesying. And I personally believe that if the prophet Ezekiel didn't prophesy then, Jewish people would have survived the Nazi camp. Because if you looked at their history, that was the event that we can compare to the Valley of the Dry Bones. And I heard a story of a woman that came through the camp. She said, this is what the prophet spoke about, the Valley of the Dry Bones. I personally believe that if the prophet didn't prophesy thousands of years ago, and don't think because you prophesy today nothing happened tomorrow, therefore your prophecy is dead. No, prophecy lives.
Amen.
Prophecy does not die. And when he says that, in his time he will speak. In his time, the prophecy will come to pass. He will speak at a point in time.
Mm-hmm.
So when you prophesy today, tomorrow nothing happened, don't be discouraged. Because if Jesus would have been discouraged, there were so many times he would have been discouraged. In fact, kick those apostles out of nowhere and kick them out and dump them that way. Sometimes he was angry with them. How many times shall I be with you? You know, bring the church to me. Come out. And after all of this stuff, Jesus would have dumped them some way. No, but he didn't. A little patient. Be patient in whatever you do. Be patient. Keep prophesying. Keep speaking. Your limitation, as far as being human is concerned, will not be taken away from you. God will not make any one of us superhuman. One that can go 24/7, 1,000 days without rest, without sleep, God is not going to make that. He didn't make it, and he's not going to make it. So don't think you're going to be one of those. You're going to get tired. You will feel discouraged. You will feel disappointed. Those are the limitations as far as this flesh goes. You will be hungry. That's a part of the limitation that we have in the flesh. You will not be able to be at two places at one time. Your son may be over there. Your daughter may be here. You cannot split yourself. You're going to have to choose one. Those are the limitations we face as humans. These are the limitations that we face. I can't be over there, but I can be here. So I'm going to go here, and I'm going to stand the word on that side. Yeah, I'll send the word on that side, but I'll be on this side. There was a pastor back in Africa, one of those pastor of those days. He was in a meeting, and he sent me a message that there was a script that came up from his son, and his son just threw the metal head just, script just took over the son all of a sudden. And he said, okay, I hear you. And he told the meeting, let's keep it moving. You know, they were expecting him to come out of the meeting and come home and see what they're talking about. He said, no, let the meeting goes on.
What the heck is this?
The meeting went on for hours and hours and hours. He finished the meeting and he went home. He said, bring me my son. As soon as the son appeared in his presence, the spirit ran out of the son. And you know, Africa is Africa. It's the land of mysteries. Africa is the land of mysteries. The demon ran out of him, out of the son. It's serious. It's just, I'm giving it to you in words. You can't really see it. But when you were there to see what I'm talking about, you would have realized that, wow, it's the power of God. Don't fear. The first thing you must overcome to be a good Christian and good believer is fear, the spirit of fear. Every day is a day to prophesy. As you go on a prophesy to the situation you come across.
Amen.
Prophesy. Tomorrow, today is a good day, but tomorrow will be a better day. Hallelujah. Yeah. Today is a good day, but tomorrow will be a better day. Tomorrow will be a better day. He's taking long for the sun to rise upon me. But the sun is coming for sure. Because no man can stop the globe from turning. No man can stop. Therefore, as long as it takes, the sun will rise upon me. Speak. Prophesy. Because the mind that God has towards you is not of evil. So speak good things over your own self. Declare it. And live with expectation. Amen.
Amen.
These two shall fight. Let's close our eyes. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we bless you. Lord, we prophesy in this place.
Amen.
We prophesy over brothers and sisters, young and old, that everyone will be healed.
Amen.
That healing arrives in everyone.
Amen.
That even situations that are cooking within the body, that even right now in the name of Jesus, they be reversed.
Amen.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, we prophesy over the finances because you tell us in your word that the money that you have towards us is not of evil but of good. Lord, and you allow us to receive the blessings of Abraham. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, we declare our increase in this place. We declare our prosperity. We declare our territory being enlarged. We declare, oh Rabbi Yamakalaya, blah, 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 blah. That we will overcome and we will overtake our enemies and we will recover all.
Amen.
Lord, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
Fill our heart and our mind. Remind us each and every day that we are still in the heavenly places with Jesus. Lord, remind us to prophesy each and every day. Remind us, oh Father, to prophesy and prophesy your word. That we will be able to go beyond the human spirit and accomplish great and mighty things as the prophets of old. Lord, in the name of Jesus, help us with our weaknesses, help us with our limitations as humans. Lord, in the name of Jesus, this week ahead of your people, I declare it to be the best week of their life. That in the name of Jesus, oh God, someone will knock at their door somehow, one way or another, and be a blessing to them. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I prophesy that favor will rain upon them as a mighty rain, and that in the name of Jesus, they will be soaked with favor. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you give them smile, that will open their mouth wide as ever before, oh Lord, as a result of the great and mighty things that you are doing for them and in their lives. Lord God, that joy and peace will engulf their hearts. Lord, in the name of Jesus, those waiting and expecting miracles in their family, in their children, in their relationship, in their finances. Oh God, we are living in the last day, in the days where you told the children of Israel, go get the gold of the Egyptians. Father, point to us where to go get the gold. I pray that we are living even in the better season than the children of Israel. So therefore, let our enemy come and serve us the gold and the silver on the plate, and let them bring it and look for us and find us and give it to us. Lord, in the name of Jesus, you are God. You did it for me before, so I know you can do it again. And I know you can do it for the people here also, that they will experience your miracle and be witness of your greatness. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let it be. Let it be. Let it be for each and every one of them. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might belong to and it appeared like they were building a basement. And I saw this very thick concrete wall that had been laid. And it appeared like most of the basement is concrete is already poured, but there's one particular corner that the wall, that corner, the 90 degrees corner is exposed and it hasn't finished. And I don't know if anyone is in the process of a major project right now. That you see, Jesus is the cornerstone. Jesus is the cornerstone, and that corner, I haven't seen it. I didn't see it in my vision. So whatever project you are involved in, let's stand and let's pray. The cornerstone will not be missing, because if the cornerstone is missing, the foundation will not last. Even though the walls are thick and they are poured in concrete, it's supposed to be the very good one compared to the bricks and so on, but the cornerstone is missing. Come on, let's stand. Let's have our work. And make sure whatever you're doing, whatever you engage, whatever you're trying to accomplish, that the Lord is in it. Don't make the plan in front of you, bring God into it, but be sure that it's a plan that God's word agrees with. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift our project unto you. Every single project we are engaging in this moment, at this moment in our life, individually and as a whole, and as a church, Lord, where the cornerstone is being missing, Lord, we pray. If this is a plan that you disagree with, Father, we pray that don't let the word continue. But if this is the word you agree with, and yet the cornerstone is missing, so we pray that cornerstone into position in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that anything that will attack or attack the foundation right now, that in the name of Jesus, oh, mashallah, yabama, that it crumble as it hits itself against the foundation. Lord, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you help us finish whatever we are engaging, whatever the project is, whatever construction that is. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray. For all the days of our life, we want to please you with every project we have been engaged in. Lord, in the name of Jesus, open the door for us. Let favor come in. Bring people that can come in and be a blessing to us and give us new ideas and profitable ideas an idea that will bring increase and bring the work to completion. Lord, in the name of Jesus, open that door. Let those people will be finding us. Let them seek us, oh Father, because of your grace upon our lives, because of the light that we are. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Before we continue, was there any other further revelation in this morning that anybody would like to share? Alright, praise the Lord. Welcome to House of Prayer International Ministry, and this is the Holy Ghost working ground. We are touching and transforming lives, communities, and nations with the power and love of Jesus Christ, bringing salvation and restoration. Our mission, hallelujah. House of Prayer International Ministries is a place of refuge for all nations to provide instruction, leadership, inspiration, and encouragement to all, to equip its members for the work of the ministry, to edify the body of Christ, and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, bringing restoration and wholeness to men. Amen. Are there any testimonies or prayers with me? Anybody would like to share this morning? No? Okay. Well, this, I believe it's this Saturday, where we'll be meeting here for the leadership conference. I believe it's on the 23rd. So we'll be leaving at 7. Amen. So we'll be meeting here. So we can head on to Queens Village, New York, to the bar. The bar church. It's a long name. Well, we thank God for that. We're looking forward to that. And I'll let Pastor kind of give an update. Have you given an update to the church as far as the boy going into the hospital? All right. All right, so before Pastor come back up to give us a benediction, it's time to worship in our tithes and our offerings. And then I'm going to have him and Sister Rosa come forward to give the offertorial prayer.
And let us not forget our missions and building funds. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this transition and for the ministry of giving, oh God. We ask right now that you bless those that are partaking in this ministry, oh God, to plant seeds into the house of prayer in the national ministry, God. We ask that every seed, God, that has been used, God, for the uplifting of your kingdom, God, will water those who are thirsty, God, will feed those who are hungry, oh God. We'll give medication to those who are sick, God, but not, God, we are looking for the bread of life, God, to be fed to those who need a word, oh God, for their salvation is at hand. So, Father, we just thank you in advance for all things. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Based on that result, they set the day for surgery.
I have to find out if they did have the 71 days, but I haven't received that yet. So when that become available, I'll let you know. So, I'll kind of guess that they have a program, they did program by now. They probably have a lockdown by now. I'll find out, but I don't know. All right. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for. Gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. May the Lord go before you and open every door that has been shut and make your enemy your footstool. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.